battle of confusion that you cannot fight. Before he's blending something down to me. Before even he will engage himself in the battle, doing the spiritual things in prayer and to face the physical battle, he prayed till his sweat turned to blood, because the battle master you are yet to engage in to save mankind is of blood. So after your prayer, I have to show you blood out of your sweat. Praise God. Which means after he sweated in blood, he said, "Father, if possible, let this cup pass away." Because God had to show him the blood. Yet, so if you, instead of you to sweat, you are sweating blood. Which means that on the cross, Master, you are yet to see some blood in your garment. Praise God. But this will be wet, burning, and full of fire. So after he died and his garment was rolled in blood, Bible said that he resurrected and ascended in heaven, and told before he would ascend, he told the disciples that tarry ye here until the Holy Ghost come upon you. And when the Holy Ghost was coming, because this scripture was a prophecy and that prophecy should be fulfilled, Bible said the Holy Ghost came upon the people and landed on them like fire. I thought the clap was when you are getting revelations like this, clap for Jesus. Amen. God just gave me the message today. I don't take messages from people. Like a fire. Because after the garment is rolled in blood, it is also burnt. This is wet, burning, and fuel. Which means that after they have received the Holy Ghost fire, the Holy Ghost baptism in the form of a fire, they were fueled in their fire. Praise God. Burning. The thing cannot burn without fuel. And the thing being fueled, you must see fire. Praise God. So if somebody says, even a car, there is a burning that takes place in the engine. That is why the engine gets hot. You can't, anything that is hot, it means there is fire inside. Praise God. I did some automobile engineering for some time. There is a burn that takes place. The shafts move like that in the engine. So it can be 6 or 8 or 12 or 24. Praise God. And the shafts are burning like that. So when you take some shafts from the engine, you see that as a one room. So the reason why you see smoke coming from the car, behind the car, it means that there is a fire, real fire. That is why some people's car can catch fire and burn. I hope you're with me. Car can miss it. The reason is that engine is jackosso. Who study engineering, and they tell that engine, they show you the whole concept. Praise God. I always say, so it means that nothing can burn without it being fueled. And nothing being fueled is without fire. Three things. Don't forget them. Praise God. So when they were fueled, Bible said that after they have received, to fuel something in grammar, it means that to grease somebody's elbow. Hallelujah. To grease somebody's elbow means to support the person, to push the person, to bring the person help from above or help from somewhere. Hallelujah. So somebody can tell her, "Can you grease my elbow with 2 cedis? It means that I need your support with 2 cedis to get to my destination. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Grease my elbow with some morsel of bread or some bowl of rice. It means I need your support with bowl of rice. Hallelujah. So they were fueled, burning, and full of fire. That is why the Holy Ghost came in the form of a fire. There is nowhere you saw scripture saying that the Holy Ghost came upon them like fire. With that first, Christ paying the price on the cross and shedding his blood, because the prophecy was that the battle of the water is so confusing. Hallelujah. So when he came, those that were confused, not knowing whether to serve Baal or to worship God, after this manner and on this wise, as he died, Bible said that from that time till now, Christ made it clear, and we believe, and God is proving himself strong that he's a savior and the only one who can save. The reason is that Mojabia Kasana rolls some garment, and out of that we are burning and we are full.